Tomorrow night on ABC, the latest weekly series from Stephen Bochco Productions makes its premiere. It's called Civil Wars. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Civil Wars isn't about the war between the states. It's about what James Thurber called the war between men and women. It's about divorce attorneys in Manhattan, and its stars are Mariel Hemingway, who starred in Woody Allen's Manhattan, and Peter Onorati, the toughest cop on Cop Rock. Oh, and one more thing I ought to say right up front. Based on the four episodes I've seen so far, Civil Wars is the best new drama series of the year. It's got heart, which few new shows have this year, and it's got an edge, which makes it stand virtually alone. Even the opening credits pack a punch. There's soft piano music playing, and the images are a montage of old home movie clips of kids and families playing together, kind of like the opening of The Wonder Years. Except that while these happy pictures are being shown, we hear the hard-hitting courtroom dialogue of some of the Civil War's divorce proceedings.
In other words, you agreed to pay for your child's tuition.
That's right.
And now you're reneging.
That's right, I'm reneging. You're not seriously suggesting that your husband turned your dog against you, are you, ma'am?
Yes, I am. That dog relieved himself on every article of clothing I own.
Sir, for right now, you're the witness and I am an attorney conducting cross-examination.
You broads are all alike.
You mean the mortgage and the tuition and the food and clothing?
Everything. Under the terms of the separation agreement, you pay for everything.
It's tough stuff, but Civil Wars, like Hill Street Blues and L.A. Law, also has its tender and funny moments. In addition, it has one potential advantage over those shows, a core cast of only three people. There are Onorati and Hemingway, who are excellent as the attorneys who decide to share office space, and Debbie Mazar, who plays their flashy-dressing legal secretary. And that's it. And that's a bonus, because it gives series creator William Finkelstein, director Gregory Hoblit, executive consultant Bochco, and co-executive producer Mark Tinker plenty of room to play. Instead of writing for a sea of regulars, they can bring in guest stars and use them to the fullest. And since the producers of Civil Wars come from either L.A. Law or St. Elsewhere, they're inclined to stretch themselves and surprise viewers. The best surprise in the pilot episode comes from a subplot involving a woman who's divorcing her husband because he thinks he's the reincarnation of Elvis Presley. The surprise isn't the outrageousness of the conflict, that's an old L.A. Law stock in trade, but it's the fact that Murray Seidelman, this reborn Elvis, is played by an almost unrecognizable Dennis Franz, who played Norman Bunce on Hill Street. Here he is on the witness stand being cross-examined by Onorati, who plays Charlie Howell.
Listen, other than the so-called expert testimony of Dr. Zelnick that we heard yesterday, have you ever seen a psychiatrist?
Now, why would I see a psychiatrist?
Because you keep acting like Elvis Presley.
Okay. Now, I'm going to make this as simple as I know how to make it, son. You see, there's been a visitation. Murray Seidelman has left the building, and the king has moved on in.
Civil Wars is also fun because of the chemistry between Onorati and Hemingway. Peter Onorati was my favorite actor in Cop Rock, and I watched him and it do some great things, even though no one else seemed to be tuning in. On Civil Wars, they'll finally see what they were missing. And they'll also see Mariel Hemingway finally getting an adult role with some meat to it, and handling it beautifully.
Come on, look at you. You're young, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're successful. You married?
No.
You're single. What could be bad?
How about I'm overworked, my partner's in a mental institution, my ex-husband owes me money, I don't have time for a social life, and I spend my days rummaging through the garbage of other people's ruined marriages.
I guess if you look at it that way, it does sound kind of depressing.
Last season, when ABC canceled Cop Rock, Twin Peaks, Equal Justice, and China Beach, the network tossed out all the interesting, worthwhile dramas it had. Now, with Civil Wars, it's back on the right track.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.